Councillor Glenn Milne. Very good morning to you, Milne.
Good morning, Matt, man.
Great to catch up with you, buddy. Bit of rain happening at the moment. Great to see our farmers, no doubt.
Fantastic, isn't it? This is the best rain I can remember for a long, long time. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of smiling faces out there in the dryland farms because this is what they really need to get their crops well and truly going. So it's fantastic.
Filling up the catchments and that sort of thing too. It's a good thing. All right, so you've got a council meeting tonight. What's on the agenda?
We've got a quite a few things on there tonight. We've got the adoption of the rating and revenue plan, and that's an important one. People really should get on the net, have a look at that, and make sure they know what that's about. We've got crime prevention through design, and we've done a fair bit of that in the past, particularly with the mall, designing that so that, you know, you've got lines of sight so people can see if there's anyone trying to break in or smash windows, paint graffiti, etc. And we've got the road management plan, and again, that's about our roadworks, and of course our local community is very concerned about roads. We're on them all the time. It's how it works, how the roads get fixed, which roads are important. All of that information relates to this policy. So if people are interested, they really need to get online, have a look at the council agenda and read through it.
All right, mildura.vic.gov.au, of course, for the council website. Also a motion to develop a carbon farming policy.
Yeah, and that's one for the future. Carbon farming is going to be a big thing into the future with farmers planting trees to take carbon out of the atmosphere. And I've actually put that up with Councillor Arnie to make sure that we're positioned right at the forefront when that becomes available or when farmers want to do it. We want to know that all the ducks are in line, that our farmers can go out and they can be part of that because it will generate an income for them, repair the land, and certainly help in regard to, you know, creating carbon sinks and climate change. So it's a win-win all the way around, but we want to make sure we're at the forefront like we have been with solar.
Yeah, terrific stuff. Always good to catch up with the councillor. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Councillor Glenn Milne.